各位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台，我是今天的节目主持人 Sally。 今天我们很高兴能够邀请到 Revive Beverly Hills Unity 的主席 Ben Belser 医生接受我们的访问。
So good morning everyone, welcome back to 2CR Radio. I'm your host Sally today. So today we are pleasuring to having Dr. Ben Belser, the president for Revive Beverly Hills Unity, RBHU today. Hello Dr. Belser.
你好啊 Ben 医生，好高兴今日嚟到我哋嘅节目当中啊。
Hello,
good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Sally.
你好啊 ，Sally， 好多谢你哋嘅邀请。
So, to start off, could you please tell our listener a little bit about yourself, your professional backgrounds, and your connection to the Beverly Hills community?
咁首先，可唔可以同各位听众介绍下自己，包括你嘅专业背景以及你同 Beverly Hills 社区之间嘅一个联系咧
？Yes, I've been a general practitioner of medicine in Beverly Hills since 1988. My father was a GP in Beverly Hills as well from 1967. My family had been practicing medicine since 1926, so over 100 years. So I'm the fourth of six Dr. Belsers from Sydney University. So, but we've been part of the local community for nearly 60 years. And so Beverly Hills has been a thriving community, but in the last few years it has gone backwards, and it's obviously time for renewal in Beverly Hills.
是啊，我自1988年开始在 Beverly Hills 担任全科医生。我的爸爸从1967年起亦都在 Beverly Hills 开始执业的了。我们家族自1926年开始就已经在当地从事医疗服务，至今已经超过100年的历史。我是家族中第六代的医生之一，亦都是第四位毕业于悉尼大学的 Belser 家庭医生。我们的家族非常融入这个社区已经60年。Beverly Hills 曾经是一个很繁荣和很有活力的社区，但过去几年发展出倒退，因此我认为现在是 Beverly Hills 重新振兴和更新的重要时刻来的。
It's such a long time, 60 years. So you should be a family facing among the community areas. So you are the president of the Revive Beverly Hills Unity. What led to the formation of the organization, and what do you hoping to achieve for Beverly Hills?
60年是一段很长的时间，相信很多居民都认识你。你目前担任 Revive Beverly Hills United 的主席，究竟是什么原因促使这个组织的成立，而你们又希望为 Beverly Hills 带来什么样的改变呢？
Georges River Council had a Beverly Hills Master Plan in 2020. We were very excited about that. But then last year, they closed down the Master Plan. And so that caused great concern amongst the local residents. The reasons why they wanted to close it down were because of a gas pipeline running along the railway line that's been there since 1996. And also a new flood report that they had. So we were able to determine that that pipeline had actually been empty since 2022, and the council were aware of that, and so were their consultants who wrote a report for them, but it was never mentioned in the report, and it was never mentioned in the council documents that they lodged last year. So we were very upset because they were stopping all of Beverly Hills because of an empty pipeline. So we felt that we'd caught them red-handed, so I went and spoke at the council meetings. It was reported in the local paper. And so we've continued from there. The council have still failed to make any progress with the Beverly Hills Master Plan since that time. So Beverly Hills is just being left on hold. Mm-hmm. The feeling of everybody in the community is you can go forward or you can go backward, but you can't stay still. And we've got a council who thinks you can just stay still and everything will be all right. Well, it won't. We'll just go backwards. So, Therefore, we end up forming a community organisation with local residents and local businesses and three local doctors, including me, from different practices called Revive Beverly Hills United. And we've been trying to work with our local councillors to make some progress there.
乔治河市议会在2020年曾经推出 Beverly Hills 总体规划，当时我们都感到非常兴奋，因为大家期待社区中能够迎来新的发展机遇。但去到去年，市议会却决定了终止这项总体规划，因而令到很多居民感到十分忧虑。他们提出的理由包括一条沿着铁路线路铺设的天然气管道，以及一份新的水浸风险报告。 呢条天然气管道其实喺1996年就已经存在，然而我哋经过调查后发现，呢条管道自2022年起实际上已经停止使用，系一条空置嘅管道。更重要嘅系，市议会知道呢件事之后，系市议会撰写嘅报告，顾问公司亦都知道，但呢项重要嘅资讯却冇出现喺任何嘅报告之中，亦都冇出现喺市会提交嘅相关文件当中噶。我哋对此感到非常愤怒，因为整个 Beverly Hills 嘅发展被迫停顿，原因竟系因为一条已经冇喺度运作嘅管道。我哋认为呢种做法完全站不住稳脚，所以我哋开始出席市会嘅会议，发现呢件事后来亦都获得咗本地媒体嘅报道。直到今日，市会喺 Beverly Hills 嘅总体规划方面仍然冇任何嘅实质进展，整个社区嘅发展被迫停滞不前，社区居民普遍认为一个地方一系咧就向前发展，一系就向后倒退，但唔可能永远停喺原地。然而目前市议会似乎认为乜嘢都唔做，亦都冇问题，但现实并非如此。如果冇进步，就等同于倒退。正因为如此，我哋联合本地居民、商户以及包括我在内嘅三位本地医生，共同成立咗 Revive Beverly Hills United， 希望透过同市议会嘅合作，推动社区发展重新向前迈进。
You have mentioned one of the aim or purpose of this unity would be the Mumbai to Sydney ethane gas pipeline and associated with the Hazard Rezone, which are provided by the council. Can you tell us more about what is it and why it has become such a significant concern among the community?
你刚刚提到的Revive Beverly Hills United 关注的其中一个核心议题，就是 Murray 和到 Sydney 的天然气管道以及市会划定的相关危险区域。你能否向我们介绍一下这个问题的来龙去脉，以及为什么它会引起社区如此大的关注呢？
So the Moomba to Sydney gas pipeline goes from South Australia to Port Botany, where there used to be a plastics factory that closed in 2022. The pipeline was never dangerous, but it runs through Wallow Creek next to 21-storey buildings. So, and yet our council was trying to say that you couldn't build above two storeys within 200 metres of it. So, if what they said was true, that would affect 16 square kilometres of prime real estate in Sydney. So, that was obviously illogical. The pipeline then, because it was empty, they have later on last year applied to repurpose it to natural gas through the Department of Planning, and the pipeline owner lodged a report on the dangers, which show that the risk is somewhere between 1 in 100 million years and 1 in 1,000 million years to anyone standing on top of the pipeline, which is really less than the risk of dying by being hit by an asteroid or dying in an earthquake. So we think the risks are ridiculously low. Despite the report being provided for free by the Department of Planning, Georges River Council went and paid the same consultant, who didn't mention the pipeline was empty, to do another report, which still shows it's extremely safe. Despite that, they don't want to give free approval to a master plan. They want to maintain some restrictions within 200 metres either side, which can be used as a loophole to stop development. Mm-hmm. And we would rather see just honest progress being made where people can plan ahead and Beverly Hills can be renewed.
Murray 到悉尼的天然气管道由南澳一直延伸至到 Port Botany， 而 Port Botany 原本有一间塑胶工厂，但该工厂已经在2022年关闭。事实上，这条管道本身从来都不是危险的设备，它经过 Woolley Creek 一带，在那里早已经有21层的高楼大厦住宅存在。然而乔治河市议会却声称，在距离管道200米范围内，不应该兴建超过两层高的建筑物。如果这个讲法成立，那将会影响悉尼约16平方公里的黄金地段土地的发展。显而易见，这个讲法是不合理的。由于管道本身已经停用，因此管道拥有人后来透过新州规划部门申请，将其重新改作为天然气的用途。管道公司提交的风险评估报告亦都显示，即使有人直接站在管道正上方，风险亦都介乎于1亿年至到10亿年才可能发生一次的事故的程度。 換句話講，呢啲風險甚至比起小行星撞擊或者喺地震中喪生嘅機率仲要低。因此，我哋認為呢個係極低、幾乎可以忽略不計嘅風險。儘管規劃部門已經提供相關嘅報告，喬治賀斯市議會仍然另外聘請同一間顧問公司重新進行研究，而呢間顧問公司此前甚至冇提及管道已經停用嘅事實。即便如此，新報告最終仍然得出同樣嘅結論，就係呢條管道非常之安全。然而，即使在这种情况底下，市会仍然不顾全面批准 Beverly Hills 的总体规划，并希望保留管道两侧200米范围内的发展限制。我们认为这些限制很可能会成为未来阻碍发展的漏洞。相比之下，我们更希望看到透明、公平和合理的规划程序，令到居民和投资者能够提前规划未来，并推动 Beverly Hills 的更新和发展。
Mm-hmm. So you have argued as well that the current risk assessment are overly restrictive. So what kind of concerns you have about the way of the hazard risk zone has been determined, and what current impact has it had on the local residents, business and property owners?
你曾經表示目前的風險評估過於保守和限制性，你認為這些危險區域的劃分方式存在甚麼問題，又對居民、商戶以及業主帶來甚麼影響呢？
We actually got a valuer to look at the council reports. When people go to sell their house, they get a 10-7 certificate, and they determined that the fake gas pipeline report dropped housing values by 10%. So since it's been repurposed to natural gas, we've asked the valuer to reassess it. We haven't got that report back yet, but I can safely say to the people of Beverly Hills that your houses were reduced in value by around $200,000 by that erroneous report, and that thankfully our organisation has been able to have that hazard reduced. So we don't know how much we've saved you, but it might be as much as $200,000. Yeah.
我们特别聘请了一位专业物业估价师来到研究市议会的相关报告。当居民出售房产的时候，通常都需要向买家提供一份 Section 10.7 的规划证明文件。一份一位估价师分析之后认为，市议会有关天然气管道的风险报告导致区内的房价平均下跌约10%左右。由于目前管道已经被重新批核作为天然气用途，因此我们已经要求估价师重新评估最新的情况，不过最新的报告尚未完成。但我可以很负责任地告诉 Beverly Hills 的居民知道，一份有问题的风险报告令到不少住宅的市场价值下降了约20万澳元。值得庆幸的是，我们的组织已经成功推动降低相关危险区域的评级，因此我们目前还未知道实际为了居民挽回了多少价值，但很有可能每一户的物业重新增加的价值同样高达20万澳元左右的。
Yes, 10% would be a huge drop for the housing property.
房价下跌10%，对任何社区来说都是一个很巨大的损失来的。
Yes, and housing prices are contagious. Once one price drops, they all drop.
確實如此，房價具有連鎖效應，一旦某個地區出現價格下跌，往往會影響整條街甚至整個社區的房地產市場價。
Yeah, and the whole street.
Yeah.
So we know that the Revive Beverly Hills United has commissioned its own research on the pipeline issue. So can you tell us what are the key findings and how do they differ from the assumption currently being used by the planning, by the council?
我哋知道 Revive Beverly Hills United 曾经就天然气管道嘅问题委托独立的研究，你可不可以介绍一下研究的主要结果，以及这些结果对于同市议会的目前采取的假设有什么不一样呢？
The pipeline is up to modern standards and it's extremely safe. So there's really the risk on top of the pipeline is somewhere between 1 in 100 million and 1 in 1,000 million years. Across the road, it rapidly drops down to 1 in 1,000 million years, which is you know, infinitesimal risk. So everybody, you know, no one's going to live for a billion years, and the risks of being hit by an asteroid or killed in an earthquake are much higher than the risks of anything happening with that pipeline. As well, the pipeline's got lots of extra safety features in it. It's not just a pipeline, it's got monitoring stations, it's got shut-off valves, and it's regularly inspected. It's buried in the ground in a concrete bed with gravel on top, so it's been maintained at a very high standard. Furthermore, when it was installed in 1996, I remember the installation, and it was so safe that there was no need for community consultation. There was no compensation given to the community because there was no need to.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they even need to repurpose it to natural gas anyway, when natural gas is being phased out in Sydney by 2050. So, and a lot of councils don't let new homeowners install gas cooktops anymore, except in restaurants, perhaps.
我哋嘅研究发现，呢条管道完全符合现代工程同安全标准，而且安全程度非常之高。即使有人企喺管道正常方，发生事故嘅风险大约介乎于1亿年至10亿年先会出现一次。如果只系企喺马路嘅另一侧，风险更会进一步下降至到接近10亿年先会出现一次事故。呢个系一个几乎可以忽略不计嘅风险水平。冇人可以活得上数十亿年，因此从现实嘅角度嚟睇，被小行星击中或者因为地震而死亡嘅风险都远高于呢条 管道可能造成嘅风险噶。此外，呢条管道本身仲具备多重嘅安全保障措施，佢并非一条单纯嘅输气管道。正个系统有监测站、自动关闭阀门以及定期安全检测等等。管道埋喺地下混凝土结构之中，上方仲有碎石嘅保护层，长期维持喺极高嘅安全标准之下运作。 我仲记得1996年呢条管道建设嘅情况，当时相关部门认为安全风险极低，因此根本冇进行社区咨询，亦都冇向居民提供任何嘅补偿。原因好简单，因为当时根本唔存在需要担心嘅风险问题。事实上，我甚至怀疑未来是否仲有必要将呢条管道重新用作为天然气输送管道，因为悉尼已经定下目标，希望喺2050年前逐步淘汰天然气嘅使用，而且好多嘅地方政府而家已经唔允许新建嘅住宅
So you have mentioned about the pipeline has not only gone through underneath Beverly Hills, as well as go straight to Woolai Creek, which has a higher density community. Based on your research, do you believe that Beverly Hills can safely accommodate more housing and developments like Woolai Creek? And if so, what opportunities are we currently being missed in Beverly Hills?
你提到呢条管道唔单止经过 Beverly Hills， 同样亦都穿越过 Woolai Creek 咁样嘅人口密度非常高嘅地区。根据你哋研究，你认为 Beverly Hills 是否有能力安全咁承载类似 Woolai Creek 嘅住宅发展呢？如果可以，目前又错失咗边一啲嘅发展机会呢？
Well, Beverly Hills could easily accommodate as many people as Woolai Creek, and in Woolai Creek, there's two pipelines, and they're in the footpath right next to 21-story buildings. In Beverly Hills, they'd be mainly across the road; they'd be 20 metres away, so it'd be even safer. The state government is wanting to have low and medium rise near all the train stations. Beverly Hills has got a quadruple train system. It's got four tracks, so it can accommodate an enormous amount of railway traffic. Sydney is going to be 8 million people within 20 years. They've got to live somewhere. But builders are all telling us that Georges River Council is a no-go zone. They find it too hard. This isn't the only obstacle which the council is putting up to development. They also make it very hard for development applications to go through. It's tragic that many builders have told us that Georges River Council is a no-go zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very bad for economic growth for the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a bad thing that Beverly Hills is the gateway to Georges River from people coming from the north, from the M5, from King George's Road. The first part of Georges River they see is Beverly Hills, and it's a bad advertisement for Georges River Council.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that they're not a progressive place.
我认为 Beverly Hills 完全有能力容纳如同乌拉克相同或者更多的人口。在乌拉克其实有两条天然气管道穿过社区，而且就21层高楼大厦的旁边。相比之下，如果 Beverly Hills 未来兴建类似的规模的建筑物，大多数情况下都会同管道相隔一条马路，大约20米的距离，因此安全性甚至会更高。目前新州政府正系积极推动火车站的周边低层和中层住宅的发展，而 Beverly Hills 拥有四条铁路轨道组成的铁路系统，交通承载能力非常强大。未来20年，悉尼人口预计将会增加至800万人，而这些新增的人口总是要需要有地方住。然而，我们不断听到建筑商和发展商反映同一个问题，很多人直接将乔治河市议会形容为 no-go zone， 亦都系就系根本唔愿意投资嘅区域。原因系佢哋认为同市议会打交道实在太困难，天然气管道嘅问题并唔系唯一嘅障碍。市议会喺发展申请批审核嘅当中方面，亦都设下许多嘅阻碍。唔少嘅建筑商直接话俾我哋听，佢哋根本唔愿意喺乔治河市嘅地区投资发展，呢个对整个区域嘅经济发展嚟讲系好负面嘅信息嚟噶。另一方面 ，Beverly Hills 亦都系乔治河市地区嘅重要门户。好多从 M5 高速公路或者 King George's Road 南下嘅人，首先睇到嘅就系 Beverly Hills。换句话讲，呢度系许多人对于乔治河市嘅第一印象。可惜系目前 Beverly Hills 所从呈现出地嘅景象，反映呢个地区缺乏进步同发展动力。呢个并唔系一个理想嘅形象。
嗯哼。So, talking to the development, there has been a growing discussions about the state assessed rezoning proposal, which we assume as the SARP. Can you explain more what is this proposal involves and why do you believe it's important for the future development for Beverly Hills?
讲到发展，近年嚟大家经常讨论 state assessed rezoning proposal， 亦即系为由州政府主导嘅重新划规方案，你能否介绍下呢个计划嘅内容，以及你认为佢对 Beverly Hills 未来发展嘅重要性呢
？Yeah，so we're on the eastern side of Beverly Hills, which is a much larger area, but the shop strip on the other side, Beverly Hills on the western side, has already gone directly to the state government because they've been unable to make progress with the council. But we have asked the council to pass the eastern side of Beverly Hills over.To the state government, and that was shot down by the Georges River Residents and Ratepayers Party, and unfortunately by the Liberal Party, who we were very disappointed with in a recent council meeting. Councillor Benjamin Wang, who's independent and a very hard worker, very diligent community person, he put up the proposal that was just sent directly to the state government. That's been shot down. The council won't apply directly to the state government. However, our organisation is applying to the state government, and we hope that for everyone's sake, that the state government will take over.
Mm-hmm.我哋所在嘅系 Beverly Hills 东部地区，而事实上呢个亦都系整个社区面积较大嘅部分。至于 Beverly Hills 嘅西面商业区，由于多年嚟一直冇办法透过市议会取得进展，因此已经直接向新州政府提出申请，希望由州政府主导规划工作。我哋亦都曾要求过乔治河市议会将 Beverly Hills 东部地区嘅规划移权至到交俾州政府处理，但好遗憾嘅系呢项建议喺市议会投票嘅时候遭受否决，投下反对票嘅包括乔治河市的居民以及一些 Ratepayers Party 以及自由党党员，这个令到我们感到十分失望。而在最近一次议会会议中，独立市议员黄斌提出动议，希望将有关的方案直接提交给州议院审核。黄斌市议员是一位非常勤奋且认真的社区代表，然而这项动议最终仍然被否决。市议会表示他们希望自行由向州政府提交方案，但与此同时，我们的组织亦都准备自己的申请文件直接提交给新州政府。我们真诚地希望州政府能够介入接管相关的规划工具工作，令到 Beverly Hills 的发展能够重新启动的。
So the New South Wales government is looking to increase housing supply across Sydney with the TOD and a lot of different kinds of housing policy.
Yeah.
Do you think that Beverly Hills can be part of the solution and what would need to change for that if that's going to happen?
Yeah.
我们知道新州政府目前只是透过 TOD， 亦都即是说交通导向发展政策以及其他的住房政策，希望增加悉尼各地的住宅供应。你认为 Beverly Hills 能否成为解决住房短缺问题的一部分？如果要实现的话，又需要做出什么的改变呢？
B Beverly Hills is one of the best parts of Sydney to have increased development, to have the transport-oriented development, because it's got a quadruplicate railway line, it's got the King George's Road, and it's got the M5. So it should actually be the best and leading place for development in Sydney at the moment. And yet we're in Georges River Council, which is a no-go zone for development. That's a problem. And we are very upset that Chris Minns, our very popular and highly esteemed local member and Premier of New South Wales, is being continually sabotaged by Georges River Council. And we think it's got to stop.
实际上，如果从 TOD 即系话交通导向发展嘅角度嚟睇 ，Beverly Hills 可以话系悉尼最合适增加住宅供应嘅地方之一。呢度拥有四条铁路轨道组成嘅铁路系统，同时连接 King's Cross Road 同 M5 高速公路。无论系从公共交通定系道路交通嘅角度嚟睇，都具极佳嘅条件。因此，我认为 Beverly Hills 目前就应该成为悉尼住宅发展嘅重点区域之一。然而，问题在于佢位于乔治河市管辖嘅范围入边，许多嘅建筑商都认为呢个地方难以发展推动。呢个正系我哋面临最大嘅障碍。我哋对此感到十分失望。因为新州州长 Chris Minns 一直致力于推动房屋住供应的改革，亦都是一位深受社区尊重的地方议员，但我们看到的是乔治河市议会的做法，他不断地削弱甚至阻碍州政府的住房政策目标。我们认为这种情况不应该继续下去。
Mm-hmm. You also have previously described Beverly Hills as being into ICU situation due to the planning paralysis. Do you believe the community is now approaching a turning point, and what gives you confidence that change is possible?
你过去曾经形容 Beverly Hills 因为规划停滞而陷入类似 ICU 的深切治疗病房状态。你认为社区是否已经迎来一个转折点？而你对于未来的改变抱有信心的原因又是什么呢？
We do believe that the community is approaching a turning point. The community are all aware now of what's been going on, and they're only going to become more and more well-informed over the rest of this year. And I think they're going to be very upset when they find out exactly what's been happening to their beautiful suburb.
Mm-hmm.是的，我们确实认为 Beverly Hills 已经迎来一个重要的转折点，越来越多的居民开始了解过去几年究竟发生了什么事。随着更多的资讯公开，我相信未来几个月居民会对整个事情的认识会更一步的加深。而当大家真正了解到自己的社区是如何被拖慢发展的时候，我相信很多的居民都会感到愤怒和失望，同时这个也都将成为推动改变的重要力量。
So finally, looking ahead 10 or 20 years, what is your vision as a local member for Beverly Hills, and what would success look like for the future generation of the residents?
最后展望未来十至到二十年，你希望 Beverly Hills 发展成点样一样呢？你认为对下一代居民嚟讲，点样先至叫真正嘅成功呢？
My vision of Beverly Hills is for it to be a wonderful, prosperous area, much like Top Ryde.Where when people drive through, when people arrive on the highway, they say, "This is a great place. I want to stop here and see what's going on here."
Mm-hmm. 我希望 Beverly Hills 能够发展成为一个范围充满活力而且令人感到自豪的地方，就好似 Top Ryde。我希望人们当开车经过的时候，或者从高速公路进入这个地区的时候，会感觉到这个是一个很好的地方。我想停下来看看这里有什么精彩的事情。我认为 Beverly Hills 应该成为这样充满吸引力的社区和目的地。
So you also have mentioned about Beverly Hills is an entertainment precinct. How do you see the future of having more entertainment instead of residents only, but we have other kind of business coming into Beverly Hills?
咁除咗未来嘅住宅发展之外，你认为喺娱乐产业同埋商业发展应该扮演住啲咩嘅角色咧？
Yeah, Beverly Hills is, once again, the transport helps a lot, and it's a great place It's traditionally been an entertainment precinct, and once we have healthy development happening in Beverly Hills, it will revive as an entertainment precinct and it'll become bigger and better than ever. We hope even to get another cinema coming back into Beverly Hills as part of the eventual Beverly Hills master plan.
Beverly Hills 最大的优势之一就是完善交通网络。正因如此，这个天生就具备吸引商业和娱乐产业进驻的条件。事实上 ，Beverly Hills 在过去很长的时间就是悉尼南区重要的娱乐中心。许多居民对这段历史仍然记忆犹新。我相信只要社区能够盈利健康和合理的发展 ，Beverly Hills 完全有机会重新成为重要的娱乐和商业中心，甚至有可能比起过去发展得更加好、更加成功。其中一个嘅系，我哋希望睇到嘅项目就系未来能够喺 Beverly Hills 再次拥有电影院。我哋希望呢个愿景能够成为未来 Beverly Hills 总体规划嘅一部分。
So to conclude, is there anything else you would like to add on to tell, for our audience or anyone else you would like to talk?
咁我哋今次时间差唔多，你仲有咩想同我哋嘅听众分享嘅咧？
Beverly Hills is a beautiful suburb. It is perfectly located in Sydney. It's ripe for healthy progress. And with the right leadership and right planning, it's going to blossom and become a wonderful place again.
我想讲嘅系 Beverly Hills 本身系一个好美丽嘅社区，佢位于悉尼嘅重要位置，拥有非常优越嘅地理同交通条件。而家最重要嘅系具备远见嘅领导能力，以及真正符合社区利益嘅规划方案。只要能够做到呢点，我相信 Beverly Hills 一定能够再次繁荣起嚟。未来唔单止能够成为一个更加宜居、更加有活力嘅社区，亦都能够成为下一代居民引以为傲嘅家园噶。
Thank you very much. I think that's concluded our interview today. Thank you for your time and
非常感谢你今日接受我哋嘅访问，亦都感谢你同我哋听众分享你嘅睇法同愿景。我哋今次时间差唔多，各位听众，我哋本次访问时间差唔多，我哋下星期再见，拜拜。